This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A new reminder today that violent crime and clever business skills can sometimes go hand in hand. We check in from time to time with our colleagues at Univision News, and they've been probing the ways that Mexican and Colombian drug cartels are diversifying into additional lines of work. Gerardo Reyes is director of Univision's investigative unit, and he joins us now. Gerardo, good morning.
Good morning.
So what are we talking about? Cartels that typically trafficked in drugs, where are they getting new sources of income?
They are involved in traffic of people, counterfeiting, prostitution. But mining, illegal mining, seems to be the most lucrative of these activities. And David, when I say that they are investing in illegal mining, it sounds very peaceful activity. But the incursion of those organizations in minerals like gold and iron in Mexico and Colombia and Peru has been very, very violent.
Yeah, so it's not exactly like in the Godfather movies when the character Michael turns to more legitimate forms of income. It's still at the level of mob activity.
Exactly. The way these people operate is that if you don't do what they want, they kill you. We did the numbers with an expert in Peru. He said that the net profit of the criminal organization out of 1 kilo is $12,000, a kilo of gold, while a kilo of cocaine in Lima doesn't give them more than $600 of net profit.
And here's the thing. You can't do mining on its own. You have to have international partners, right? And so what about North American and other foreign companies? Are they apparently doing business with the cartels as they get into this mining business?
In Colombia, we found that some of international companies gave concessions of gold to people that are under suspicious that they are like a strawman or intermediaries for these criminal organizations. But we couldn't prove a direct link between those companies and the cartels.
Spanish speakers can get more by searching Twitter at Uninoticias, at Marketplace is ours. Gerardo Reyes, director of Univision's investigative news unit, thank you very much.
Thank you.